Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is Clocked In, the life development podcast where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, which means that we're committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. Now, this is episode number 132, entitled, Is It Just Stress? And I like to start off with a quote by Andrew Bernstein. And the quote states, the truth is that stress doesn't come from your boss, your kids, your spouse, traffic jams, health challenges, or other circumstances. It comes from your thoughts about your circumstances. It comes from your thoughts about your circumstances. And that really just sits with me. Why? Because there's so many things that each of us experiences every single day that can be considered adversity, that are challenging, that are difficult, that are frustrating. But those things cannot define our lives. Those things should not be allowed to dictate how we see our entire day when they are just a portion of our day. That one sentence, one paragraph in a book cannot be the entire book, should not be the entire book, should not set the tone for everything else that can be consumed. Yet so often I talk to my friends, my peers, my mentees, my associates about how one single thing, one single moment gets hyper-focused on, and then it becomes the story, it becomes the synopsis of that day, that week, that month, that chapter of our lives. But why do we do ourselves that disservice? Why do we allow so many minuscule and tiny things to take us from the lives that we should be living, from the joy that we should have, from the experiences and adventures that are truly meant for us, those things that are in the world, that are present, those ideas that are on our hearts and on our minds and that are from our spirits and that bring us joy, those things need our full focus. And yes, stress will be a part of our lives, but managing stress, knowing how to cope with stress, should absolutely be taught on a much higher level. This should be common knowledge, because the fact is, it isn't. The fact is that so many adults in their early 20s, mid-20s, late 20s, early 30s, and beyond still are struggling to focus on solution seeking versus hyper-focusing on the problem itself. And no matter how mad you are at the problem, guess what? The problem still remains until a solution is created. It still remains. And so with that thought, I want to share with you something that I found on doctorondemand.com. And it says that with stress, there is an end in sight, but getting there may be difficult, which I believe that we can all agree on. Burnout, on the other hand, is a cycle of negative emotions and withdrawal that results from investing too much into something emotionally, intellectually, or physically without doing anything to restore yourself. So the restore yourself part, that's really what I want to focus on in regards to preventing and treating stress and burnout, because I feel like stress is a it precedes burnout. Stress comes first, right? And it's just common, it's the go and flow. You have a situation that stresses you out, as we say, and then the continuation of it day to day, week to week, month to month, right? Not actually breaking the cycle of that buildup of stress makes it compound, just like your growth should. It makes it compound, right? And then all of a sudden you look up one day and it just feels like, again, you can't get out of bed. It feels like nothing that your partner says is what you want or need to hear. It feels like you hate the job that you once loved. It feels like, what hope is there? It feels like anxiety, potentially depression, overwhelm. It feels like the only way I can actually do better is to quit this job. It feels like I don't have a plan, but I'm going to quit this job and just wing it, which then creates more stress, more anxiety, more depression. And who knows where it goes from there. See, when I think of burnout, very often I think of the irrational thought of, I'm going to make a drastic action today to try to relieve myself of this, despite not making small actions every day to prevent this, right? But that drastic action can very often cause more stress and exacerbate the issue. So instead of making one drastic action in the direction of, okay, let me just quit the job, what it should be, in my opinion, is let me unwind this, let me untie this knot one strand at a time and take those small steps forward. And what's tough about it is that very often we feel like we don't have the time or the mental capacity or the space to take those small steps to unwind or to untie the knot. But the only other option is to cut it. And if you don't have room in your life to cut both strands of this knot, then guess what? You have to take the time, take the breath, take the moment, roll back your shoulders, unclench your teeth, relax, figure out some way to unplug from the system, sign out of your social media, open up a book about the subject, get a mentor, talk to a professional, join an accountability group, go to AA. I don't know what that looks like for you, but you have to find some version of unwinding this little by little, one strand, one step, one rep at a time, because that is the formula. And it seems so simple that very few people actually take part in it. It seems so simple that people would much rather just sit and stew in their problems than to take the small step on a daily basis. It seems so simple that I know I have peers, I have people in my life right now that will complain about something significant that is truly affecting their lives in a negative way, but won't make 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day to take a small step forward in correcting those issues. Yet, they'll take an hour, 2 hours to watch their favorite show, right? Or to scroll on TikTok or to scroll on Instagram, right? Or to get lost in the sauce and just distracted by all the other things that life has to offer. But guess what? We've all heard it said before, you can't pour from an empty cup. So the title of this podcast today is it just stress? And the truth is that yes, it could be just stress today. But how can you guarantee that the just stress today that you're allowing to fester in your life won't grow into something more insidious tomorrow? I don't know if you can, but I can. Which is why I propose being proactive instead of just reactive. Proactive instead of reactive in regards to stress, in regards to burnout specifically, because these days I feel like more people are beyond just the stressed point and are riding that fine line into burnout or even out of burnout. And I don't mean out of from a sense of relief. I mean out of from a sense of, I don't know what to do. I'm just throwing my hands up and I'll go with the flow from here. And look, quitting on your life, quitting on your problems, it is not and will not be the answer. Because the problem doesn't disappear just because you quit. As a matter of fact, that problem you just carry with you to the next place that you go to. And specifically here in this case, yes, I'm talking about work, right? I'm talking about career. Or it could be college. Or it could be relationship. There are many forms of burnout that will be seen. So when you ask yourself, is it just stress? Ask yourself this. Are you allowing that stress to build day in and day out? Are you doing anything to unwind, anything to unplug? Are you practicing any self-care or setting any healthy boundaries? Because if you are not, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Once again, we are human beings, right? Life is short. Life is limited. We can't go on living like this, because even with the way our minds work, it's so powerful. Our minds are so powerful that if you let those negative thoughts and that stress really continue to make you spiral and to take over your life, then it is a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before it shows up physically. It's only a matter of time before it actually shows itself in other areas of your life that you thought were fine. So, is it just stress? Maybe today it is, but that does not mean that tomorrow it will be. And look, just yesterday, I read an article that said that employee engagement, based on those surveyed, was at 21%. 21%, which means that 79% of the people that were surveyed are experiencing high stress, burnout, exhaustion, and are probably job searching right here and now. Now, if you're a leader like me, then that's really concerning, because the good people, they burn out too. And the good people, they may learn the systems and the sequences and the programs and the processes and the procedures. They may know all those things, but that does not mean they know emotional regulation. That does not mean that they have high emotional intelligence. That doesn't mean that they have the coping mechanisms to unwind or to unplug or to support themselves from an emotional standpoint or a mental health standpoint whenever things get hard in life, whenever gas prices go up, whenever inflation prices or inflation rates rise, right? Whenever it's also an election cycle, whenever family members may have illness, right? Whenever there may be a death in their immediate, you know, environment, whenever stress is at an all-time high, there's no guarantee that they have the coping mechanisms. So what I'm advocating for today, just to really sum things up, you know, I can go on for days, is the check-in. Check in first and foremost with yourself. Check in with yourself, right? I often call this the self-assessment. You have to ask yourself if how you're feeling today is how you're committed to feel for the next 3 months, 6 months, 3 years, 6 years of your life. And if not, then let's just make a change. Let's flip the table. Let's flip the script. Let's flip whatever it is that we need to make a change in our lives, because we deserve better. And not only do we deserve better, but better is out there for us. So these are a few things that I hope you would take away from what I have to say today. And one of which is, be a solution seeker and start with the first step available. You may not have all the answers or all the resources, and you don't need them, but start with the first step available to you. If you have community, then start with someone who you can sit down and have a conversation with about what you're feeling. And you may just find that this person that you hold up to such a high regard is feeling the same way. It's happened. It's happened to me firsthand. You may need to break from the norm to clear your mind and create a game plan, but planning, oh man. If you can plan, even if it's a tentative plan that's not set in stone, create a plan for yourself and make an effort to follow it, because in the worst case scenario, you follow some of the plan, and then based on following some of the plan, your mind is focused on those steps. Your mind is focused on the process, and you're starting to find a way to take your eyes off of the problem and then put your eyes and your thoughts and your spirit and your intentions on the process, because the process is your way out. Here's another one for you. Stress is most typically based on external factors, but the solutions to overcome stress come from the inside. So recognize that the work must be done from the inside out, because the stress very often comes from the outside in. So work from the inside out. Again, build from here. And for those of you that aren't, that are just listening and aren't watching, I'm pointing to my chest, I'm pointing to my heart, I'm pointing to my head, right? These are the places where it has to start. Those two things, your mind and your heart, have to be linked to some degree on the passion from your heart, right? To pursue the solution, and then also the plan from your mind of how you're going to get there and what you're willing to do, what you're willing to sacrifice, because sacrifices will be required. Again, if stress and overwhelm and burnout is a knot, then you can either sever the knot on both ends and then tie another knot to try to keep both ends together, or you can unwind the knot itself. Little by little, strand by strand, day by day, step by step, rep by rep, meditation by meditation, prayer by prayer, exercise by exercise, book by book, whatever it is that you have immediately available, you can do it one step at a time and you can get there. And lastly, remember that no one lives a life without stress. Not me, not you, not Jeff Bezos, not Elon Musk, not the President of the United States, not the authors that we read, not the podcasters that we listen to, not the influencers that we see online, no matter how many smiling photos they post. No one lives a life without stress. So, in simplicity, right? Do your best to fight your stress, to combat your stress. Do your best. If you can commit to doing your best every single day, then there is hope. And yes, it again will be one step, one day, one rep at a time, but there is hope and you will find your way. And to finish up, I'd like to share with you a quote by Marcus Aurelius. And that quote reads, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your own estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment." As always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. And I believe in your ability to do so. But more importantly, than my belief is your belief in yourself. So today, if you're feeling these feelings, if you can relate to this episode, to this situation, then join the community. Send in the text. Like the comment, right? Like the post. Join in. Reach out. Send me a DM. Let's talk. Let's have the conversation. Let's build you back up to where you need to be, because you deserve to be there. And you will get there. Matter of fact, we'll get there together. As always, it's Corey. Let's go.